the power of one. Release it. It really doesn't matter what anyone else does. The power of one releases the power of all because we're all connected. And this is how we re-energize, revitalize each other. Prince is clearly trying to help us do this. Find our voices, listen to our inner voice, and send it out into the world for our brothers and sisters to hear. Life, ever resistant to force, generative life. Don't you want to be part of it? What taps into the mystery, the one, grows because it grabs us. So, the solution, according to Prince, is truly living, loving. One word. And I believe that sexy part is key, is central, because respect for and honoring the body is key. But we need discussion, I think, among us, because this is one of those, I don't know the right word for what I'm saying, for what I'm trying to get at here, but it is a point at which guaranteed power will try to use against us. It's what they do. I mentioned this to my son yesterday, I think it was, how the moment these power guys heard a sister in Tahrir Square say, for the first time she can recall, she felt really safe with her brothers and sisters. This was during the Egyptian Revolution in Tahrir Square. That for the first time she walked and marched with her brothers and sisters, with her brothers, and felt safe, felt loved. And that's the kind of love that Prince is talking about. They no sooner heard that than they sent their agents out to rape women, assault women. This is what they do, and we have to be prepared for this. So that's why it requires discussion. No coercion, as we've said, is at the heart of all we do. That requires a lot of discussion with our brothers and sisters. So, why don't we test Prince's theory of live love, which is a method, also a strategy and a way of being in the world. Holism, live love. For inspiration, I posted some excerpts from an interview with Prince. And the dates I'm fuzzy on because this was a library collection that did not have dates. So I had to sort of guess from references within the commentary, within the spoken word. But I'm pretty sure that this is from a 1998 interview in which he said that he doesn't gauge success based on how others gauge success. This isn't about SoundScan and C-SPAN. It's about our plan, what we believe now. And he said something that I've said myself, and I know a lot of you have said, that we don't allow others to sort of get into our heads, into our minds. He said, we shut our minds off now. Minds should be used for what they were made for, filing cabinets. We think with our hearts. I'm sure that has, those have been words on your lips as well. We think with our hearts. And then he said, I think a lot about something that's going to unite us all. We have to find out what that is. Because if Jesus came down here, we'd probably not recognize him. And this recalled to me very similar words from Proudhon, which I included with his words. And I think it's important, he says, Prince, that we all unite for something now. And I just wanted to come on and talk about maybe that could be freedom. And this was 1998. When I listened to Prince say this, I felt so sad. Not knowing we were on the same path, though I should have. Though it's also so that this man has been massively suppressed. The two radio stations that I listened to, because they were commercial free, did not play Prince. I didn't get much opportunity to get caught up with this magic man. I wish I had. An authentic analysis of class leads to only one answer for getting rid of it. We have to want our bodies back. As to how to do this collectively, let's keep pondering this.